Blog Talk Radio.
Eternal power. We got a great informative topic we're going to be going into. I'm going to first go into this downplay suddenly now of what's going on here. And the downplay is simply now is a 15 after the whole country's been under paranoia, except for the ones that are knowledgeable, meaning the whole country, meaning everybody that goes under this governmental mindset. After all this time, you got some states and cities that were saying they were going to be under quarantine till June and May and all that. Now it's being downplayed. So, and why it's being downplayed is individuals as myself and other individuals who've been informing people, because they've been misinformed. They've been having a internal form in their thinking, in their mind, of fear tactics and control. So individuals as myself, as I said before, the truth is going to spread like wildflower. It doesn't need a lot of people. Because when the word of truth is spoken, if somebody's in a burning building or they're in a desert somewhere and you got that glass of water they're thirsty for, they're going to drink it. They don't care if you spit in that water. They don't care what the hell. They going to, you know, have a great thirst for that water. They need to quench their thirst. So all we did is put some water out there. And all those who was thirsty to come out of their fear and ignorance, because I'll say this, it was complete darkness. Some of us had to react against this just as fast as they put this on you. They were planning to hijack you. I'm talking New World Order stuff, vaccinations, microchips, everything. Although it backfired. Too many flaws. You know, as I said before, a lie is going to have flaws. Many cracks, many flaws in it. You just have to be wise enough to decode and basically find these flaws in something. Not that you're looking for it, although when something don't add up, especially when somebody just suddenly throws something at you or suddenly wants you to start panicking and whatnot, suddenly, that's a sign of somebody trying to come at you and throw you off. Throw you off of your peace, throw you off of your natural intelligence. It's like somebody that brought a contract to you and they said, you better hurry up and sign this deal. We need you to sign right now. Just sign. Don't worry about all the, we just need your signature. And you sign something that basically says they own you, or you just signed your life away, literally. Or you signed you was going to give a kidney or a heart. So you don't know what the hell you signed, because you've been rushed and panicked into signing it without looking into it. But while somebody's trying to pressure you to sign it, you say, hold on a minute. Let me read this. And you spend 20, 30, or an hour reading through the text or the fine print on what all entails in this contract somebody wants you to sign. So you're just going through in details. And certain things, if you don't understand it, then you're going to question it, or you're going to try to get answers or somebody who can interpret what it means. So that's called making an intelligent or a wise decision based on your natural intelligence, based on knowledge, based on non-fear, no pressure. So they're backpedaling now because the truth really came out about what this, it didn't add up. You know, you can go to work, you can come outside just as long as your job is still available. You shutting everything down because something's so airborne outside or whatnot. You shut down everything. Stock market, first thing, you shut that down. You know, they got you at home quarantined, but people still exchanging stocks. What the hell are they trading? What are they trading when most of the country is either shut down are running slow. I'm not saying there ain't other businesses that's still going on and they still are having business as usual, although the majority of the country is shut down. What could you possibly be trading in? China's pretty much shut down. They're done. What could you be possibly trading during this? And why is stock market investors, why are they coming out of the quarantine? Why are certain, and it didn't add up. Then the symptoms you're supposed to get is flu-like symptoms and a bunch of other horse mess. Then celebrities all people. Even I think the last celebrity or famous person was the royal prince, allegedly has it. This is how big of a joke this is. The royal prince, one of the elites, Illuminati of Illuminatis, directly with the royal family, claims, I should have just did a topic just on that alone. I don't even know where to start. This so-called panic-demic, or this panic-demic, is such a joke and a hoax. The royal prince has it. But originally when they pumped it out, this is supposed to be something worse than AIDS, where you touch it and you're infected. You could kill somebody. And come to find out, it's just a bad case of flu bug, as people say, 5G flu. So now, since everybody smells the horse shit, it just stinks so heavily now because it's exposed now. The sunlight came out. Ain't no more darkness. It's got to go. So now, you ain't going to be able to hold the people because they know it's a bunch of horse shit. They know if you was about it, everything would be shut down. Or if this was really doing this, it'd be mofos dropping like flies. So the plot to keep you in hysteria and fear and non-thinking, it backfired on them. I'll say it again. What they had planned for you all, it was a horrible plan, by the way, it backfired on them. Although that's the power of the sunlight when you're dealing with all truth. That means everything you see is clear compared to when you're dealing in the dark. You're trying to hide little stuff and sweep little stuff underneath the rug and trying not to get caught. You like the vampire who can only do their dirt when the sun is down. That's the only time you can vampire people, is when it's dark. Although when the sunlight comes out, you burn into ashes. As big and bad of a vampire they are, and as much blood as they suck, when the sunlight comes out, they vanish. If they ain't made it back to their casket, or back to death, you know, the casket is where the dead rest. So if they don't go back to their death to themselves, then they're finished. So you are all compelled to think on this downplay of this. Now, Cardi B, we're going to get into her in a second. She spoke out about some truth. Probably the only celebrity. She's going to take a lot of heat for it, and she's taking a lot of heat for it, because she kind of, I wouldn't say she broke the oath, because so many females, I'll say, and homosexuals like her. She speaks, and a lot of people listen. Now, I'm not saying everybody don't know her. She's famous around the world. So she's internationally known, whether most people buy her music or not. But most of the people who buy her music are females of this generation, ratchet females, shall I add, and homosexuals mainly. I don't care if they closet homo. Although the point being is with all that, she said some things that was true. And she is one of the few celebrities who spoke out against the government. Everybody else is staying in their lane, or they've stayed in their lane. So, and she's always been outspoken about certain things in the government. You can go and tube her and find out things she said regarding the government and GMOs. She got into a lot of interesting things. It don't neglect the fact that she's a sellout, although she's a sellout who at times speaks out when she wants to and speaks the truth. So as much as people or certain people may not like Cardi B or like what she's putting out there with ratchetness and being a proud nigghead and a hoe and a bitch, we can say on certain things, when she's stepping outside of that MK Ultra, that bafflement she serves, she says a lot of truth against the government and basically what these elites are doing. Now, her reason is unknown. It could be many reasons. Could be because she's not included. Why she spoke up this time, I think she said because they were messing up her money or holding her record. And I think people were putting, I think they made a song or something about things she said or whatnot. Anyway, you know, the broad is, you know, out there. And when she goes out there, she spills the beans on this country. So basically what she's saying is that she believes it's a hoax and celebrities are being paid off to say that they have or they contracted this virus. And the government is behind certain things, or they, how are they supposed to, which is true. How the hell are they going to tell millions of people? This is another thing, way how you know it's a hoax. There's over 300 million people in this country. How the hell are they going to even know everybody? There's people under the radar out here, people living in down there in mountains and caves and stuff like that, underground down there. There's homeless people out there, unaccounted for. There's immigrants unaccounted for, particularly from Mexico. You think they're going to volunteer to take a test if they contracted it? That's nothing at all. You know, Mexicans stay up under each other. They don't move. Out of all this here in the U.S. and its neighboring countries are practically a part of the U.S. That's how close they are. No cases we heard from Mexico. No cases we heard from Africa. None. So you mean to tell me it can just try? It just traveled to two a virus that is so contagious it only spread it to a couple of countries? And all the other countries that got billions of people, you know, India, where are their cases at? They got down there a billion people down there. this thing's so touchy. You mean tell me nobody couldn't fly out there, or they're not people, tourists and whatnot, flying in and out of all these countries every day that can just contract it and take it over there? For real? It got to the U.S. and no problem. You all got to think that you shouldn't have individuals, myself and other people, think for you. You need to learn how to figure this shit out yourself. Use your brain. You got all the answers before you. There's no reason why you shouldn't know. All right, so let's get on what old Cardi said, and I'll return and give my input on it.
All love a good conspiracy theory, especially in times like these when nothing makes sense. However, Cardi B just took it to a whole new level as she claims celebrities are being paid to say they have coronavirus. Yep, you heard that correctly. We're breaking down all of the details of Cardi B's crazy corona theory right now. Stay right here. How's it going, guys? I'm Madison Hill. I know you're here to find out about what Cardi B said, but first, please give this video a share, double-check your subscribe, and don't forget that Instagram Live to chat with her fans during this time of quarantine. While speaking about everything that's going on, Cardi B noted that she doesn't think the government is doing anything in regards to coronavirus based on a YouTube video she watched. While that's a loaded claim in and of itself, Cardi then was...
Okay. She said based on a YouTube video she watched. Wow. You all better be grateful for internet and YouTube and different things like that. Because the next time they strike and come with this, you ain't gonna have, they're gonna make sure they turn off the YouTube and the internet next time. Because that's what buses they have. They thought they would be able to just quarantine you with the YouTube and the internet. But they don't realize it backfired because people started getting informed. Next time they won't make that mistake again. This is why you need to think for yourself. Come from under this delusion of westernized America. Come out of her. Come out of her doesn't mean physically, because the meek has the entire planet. Although, if the meek inherits the earth, basically what that has to mean is come out of her as far as your mind, your thinking. You buying into this westernized culture of money is everything, of fornication over family, or this falsehood of their his stories, or believing in vaccines help people. Or believing they want to help you, or they have your best interest. Believing in their religion. We can go on and on with a list of things that you need to do away with. Because the next time, if you don't, the next time this happens, you may not have no internet for other individuals to commune with you. And by the time the real heads, as myself, by the time we finish sharing it with people, and by the time it get to you, it may be too late. In other words, if I'm speaking to just individuals around me and they're sharing, they're spreading, just my area is going to be the first to get it. And by the time it reaches you, because you ain't going to have this internet that can vastly reach out to people just by a button, literally. you may not be as fortunate next time. And I'm not speaking to a couple little silly individuals. I'm speaking to the asses of the masses that receive the transmissions and it's spread it like wildfire. So she just popping on her YouTube, watching YouTube video. She's like, oh, man. But you look at her other video, she was scared to death. She had her hands all up in the air, didn't wasn't touching nothing. She was saying how scared she was and how real it was and this and that. I'm going to be honest. I heard a nigga the other day. I guess he's a rapper. He said he got it. And he almost sounded like he wanted to bust up laughing. He said he's fine. He ain't got no symptoms. If you ain't got no symptoms, how the these people just, either he was paid or these people can just say anybody got it. And what nigga you know that's going to willingly take a test? You can't even get a nigga out there to take a HIV test from fucking everybody. Or put a condom on. Not having baby mamas. You think you going to tell me a nigga volunteered and took a COVID test on his own because he needed to know? He's right. They are being paid off. That makes perfect sense. When I heard his ass, that's the only thing that made sense. I said, these people got to be paid. They have to be paid. So anyway, I'll resume it. I just wanted to highlight that because that was a factor. In that. Let's go on.
Went on to share that she thinks some celebrities are being paid to say they have coronavirus as opposed to actually having it.
I'm starting to feel like y'all are paying to say that they got it. And if y'all are paying to say that they got it, pay me fool.
Cardi went on to express again that she is over this quarantine life as she made it clear she's ready to leave the house and get liposuction, saying, quote, I need to get that done. She also admitted that coronavirus is the reason her new single will be delayed, so I imagine, in addition to lipo, she wants to get that done too. But hey, now it's time to tell me what you think. What is your reaction to Cardi B's theory that celebs are getting paid to say they have coronavirus? Do you believe it or think that sounds absolutely absurd? Let it out, Sam.
All right. Oh. Wow. Well, there you have it. You saying, hey, they paying all these other people to say they got it. Maybe she got tired of sitting at home being broke like all the rest of the people. She's not necessarily broke, but she ain't making no money. You know what I mean? When you ain't making no money, I guess it feels like you broke to certain people. You know. Or she, like I said, she got to get her liposuction. Yeah, that's amazing. That's the first thing this little nigga can think about. This little Spanish nigga at that. Or Puerto Rican nigga, whatever the hell she is. She's still a nigga. This little nigga, all she can think of is getting some damn liposuction. That's what erupted her. She want to get out the house. Because, you know, if you're a celeb, you really need to be inside. Because as a few people out anyway, in comparison, they'll really shine out more because they'll be seen a lot more than if everybody was out. So they have to be the first ones to stay indoors. And a lot of them is scared to death. So you have to take into consideration all those things. Now, I told you all the other day, I said they're going to let y'all out.
after they're done raping and doing whatever they need to do economically. They still got y'all up. Still, I don't know what the hell they're trading. But after this is done, businesses are still, you know, airlines still losing billions every day. Billions. Now, when this little package come, yeah, they make it sound really good and great and all that. Although, like they said, there's other things in there that don't have nothing to do. This is how sick these people are. They got things in that bill, particularly from the Democratic side, at least that I've heard, that they want clean energy and other things in there as well. So this is like an opportunity, an opportunist time for them, or an opportunity for them to push their agenda, sort of thing. So basically, in this bill, everything in there doesn't have to do with bailouts or the financial, because remember, this country has lost trillions of dollars, trillions over these last few weeks, trillions, not billions, not millions, trillions. They was in debt trillions of dollars. They done lost, added more trillions to their debt. And who do they write a blank check to? Or a treasury bond? A blank check? You know, a treasury bond ain't nothing but a blank check. Who do they write this treasury bond or this blank check to? China. It's just like a 20-year bond. And they say your 20-year bond, in 20 years, it'd be worth $1 million. But you try to cash that damn thing in right now, it ain't worth a damn. In 30 years, or you might have a mortgage or something. And your mortgage, you may have a 20 or 30-year. That house ain't yours till that mortgage is paid. Which means if you leave that house during the time you're paying your mortgage or your payments for that house, if you leave that house unpaid, the bank takes over it. That home now becomes the bank's. So everything in the fine print doesn't necessarily mean that it has to do with the real so-called crises. But I was losing trillions of dollars, that's the only crises that went down, really. The self-inflicted crises, just like 9/11 was an inside job, this self-inflicted crises that they created. All right. Next, I want to get into some other things. Because we going to really put an end to. By the time I do this, I'm done with this particular live here. Just about the majority of the globe gonna know this is a hoax and be certain about it. Right now you kinda have your thoughts. What you saying, well, some people did die, there are 800 or so people dead in Italy. And blah 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 blah. By the end of this broadcast, you will know. There won't be no doubt about that. All right. So with that said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on to another clip here. And pay attention and listen, because I'm going to come back and I'm going to analyze everything here. This is these people letting you know this was a hoax. So who better for you to hear glimpses that this damn thing was a hoax other than the people that's been telling you this hogwash? So who are we going to start off first of all? We'll start off with Ronald McDonald Trump first, on how he said out of his own mouth the coronavirus is the hoax. Let's get into it.
Now, the coronavirus, they're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say, House President Trump doing the moon. They have politicizing the coronavirus, They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say, House President Trump doing the moon. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't even count. And this is their new hoax. But, you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people in this massive country. And because of the fact that we went early. We could have had a lot more than that. We will do everything in our power to keep the infection and those carrying the infection from entering our country. We have no choice. Whether it's the virus that we're talking about or many other public health threats, the Democrat policy of open borders is a direct threat to the health and well-being of all Americans. Now, you see it with the coronavirus. You see it. I also created a White House virus task force. It's a big thing. Virus task force. I requested $2.5 billion to ensure we have the resources we need. And so far, we have lost nobody to coronavirus in the United States. Nobody. And it doesn't mean we won't. And we are totally prepared. It doesn't mean we won't. But think of it. You hear 35 and 40,000 people, and we lost nobody. You wonder if the press is in hysteria mode.
Political disagreements in the United States continue to stall a $1.8 trillion stimulus package for American households and businesses. That's after Democrats in the Senate.
Okay, you heard him. Now, those were different clips where originally he was saying that the Democratic Party was putting out a coronavirus hoax to get him out of the White House or to impeach him. Then later on, he was saying, downplaying, again, he's real smooth at downplaying things. I'll say that. His demeanor is like he really said something or he never said something. He's really good. If he was a poker player, he'd be really good at it, because he's really good at, you know, when they say his bluffing or whatnot. So basically, there were different times or dates where he was saying different things. So he originally was saying that the coronavirus was a hoax from the Democratic Party originally to impeach him or get him out of office. Then later on, he downplayed the coronavirus by saying that not too many people have it. He said that they were going to stop. This is why, another reason, this don't make no damn sense.
So he's been doing these little things, keeping numbers down, as he said, and whatnot. Then suddenly it's a pandemic. Weeks later, it becomes a pandemic, huh? So that should tell you something. All right, we're going to get into the media changing up different things. How they were originally saying these were hoaxes.
I'm feeling good. I just thought you could know.
Scaring the living hell out of people, and I see it again as like, oh, let's bludgeon Trump with this new hoax. By the way, this...
All right, one second.
Officials are warning the public not to fall for cures peddled by some companies and individuals possibly trying to scam consumers with their claims.
Okay, hold on one second. We're going to repeat that again. All right, he's going to say from Fox News, he's going to say this is the latest hoax. They know these things are hoaxes. The media knows that before you. Then he's going to later on, he's going to deny saying it. Let's go on.
Scaring the living hell. Hell out of people, and I see it again as like, oh, let's bludgeon Trump with this new hoax. By the way, this program has always taken the coronavirus seriously, and we've never called the virus a hoax.
See, he downplays right there, or he denies.
I was about to say the same thing. Let me tell you something. This virus should be compared to the flu. At worst
case scenario, it could be the flu.
So all the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't
All right, listen to the media again. We're going to go over this again.
Scaring the living hell out of people, and I see it again as like, oh, let's bludgeon Trump with this new hoax. By the way, this program has always taken the coronavirus seriously, and we've never called the virus a hoax. Well, I feel like the more I learn about this, the less there is to worry about.
I was about to say the same thing. Let me tell you something. This virus should be compared to the flu, because at worst case scenario, it could be the flu.
So all the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't reflect reality. Without a vaccine, the flu would be far more deadly.
This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little for any of the destruction they are leaving in their wake.
We don't have immunity to this virus. It's a new virus. It's a pandemic strain of a virus we haven't seen before.
You know, it's critical we know who has this. We must test for the virus in order to stop the spread of it.
We are facing an incredibly contagious and dangerous virus that is moving across the world from one hotspot to another.
We'll kind of laugh at it. We're not going to laugh at it here. By the way, this program has always taken the coronavirus seriously, and we've never called the virus a hoax. Like, oh, let's bludgeon Trump with this new hoax.
I'm not afraid of the coronavirus, and no one else should be that afraid either.
I am responsible for transmitting accurate messaging and information.
Now, I was pretty calm before all this, but then I got a little less calm when people told me to stay calm.
The heat is boiling over.
Democrats and their media minions are even trying to blame President Trump for the global coronavirus.
Anything to attack President Trump. It's the Trump virus. What are you talking about?
You mean
Barack Ebola.
He's imported Ebola into America.
I look at Ebola as a medical terrorist.
There's no reason to panic at all.
There's tons of hyperbole and speculation, none of which is helpful at all.
The entire problem we're having is due to panic, not the virus.
Ebola fear is spreading across the nation.
It's scary.
This Ebola crisis and this Ebola scare.
You think America could be overwhelmed with Ebola?
Absolutely.
Are we freaking out too much?
Oh,
most
definitely.
People who have it have just mild symptoms.
Correct.
They're just sitting at home eating soup.
They have contained this thing. Let's everybody get about your business.
It's a disaster.
and there's panic all over the country.
The president needs more help, and the public's worried that the government can't handle the Ebola crisis. Watch the Democrats, watch the media. You start to, like, they're rooting for coronavirus to spread. If you want Trump to fail, then you're a scum. Because if Trump fails, people die. The panic isn't about the disease. The panic is about the leadership.
The president said that this disease wouldn't make it here. Well, then it did. And then when it got here, it wasn't going to spread. Well, now it has.
I think very few people trust our government as being competent. And it all really starts at the top. It starts with Obama.
I think the president has been projecting calm. He's been very cool.
Do I want my president running around screaming like, we're all gonna die? No, I love that he was like, we're going to be okay. Are we all just panicking about this? Should we just chill out and not worry about it?
I'm just sick of a government that I'm paying for telling me not to worry and just trust them.
I think the President of the United States, by his lackadaisical attitude, is responsible if there is any hysteria.
There is no need to panic like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want you to do.
Anyone who is exacerbating the unease that the American people feel, shame on them, reject them.
This is so insane, and I'm so angry now, and I'm blaming it on the president, those morons at the CDC, those morons in the White House.
We are taking this very seriously at the highest levels of government.
I don't know how reassuring that is, that the highest levels of government are taking this really seriously.
Do you think this is far worse than the government is telling us?
Either they're lying shot or they're grossly incompetent.
Obama's incompetency, his administration's incompetency, is really shining bright in this one.
The level of derangement is off the charts.
This is yet another attempt to impeach the president.
It's like the Russia hoax. It's like the Ukrainian hoax. This is another hope.
So is fear, panic, distrust.
I was watching Anthony Fauci this week, and I felt like he was a political hack.
Tony Fauci, one of the heroes in the battle
Fauci.
These days.
Absolutely.
Tony Fauci, terrific.
Ebola response coordinator Ron Klain.
Not a health professional. Look at the people who our taxpayer dollars are already paying, actual physicians whose jobs you might think it would be.
Vice President Pence is inspired choice to lead this effort. It could be a month from now we're not even talking about coronavirus.
We all love golf. There are times to play and there are times you can't play. And it sends the wrong signal.
All right. We'll cut that short right now. I got a couple of things that came to mind from this video clip. One major thing for this country is this is going to take a lot of credibility away from this country, meaning a lot of people now are not going to trust what the government's saying. They're not going to trust the government. It destroys their credibility, something like this. When people wake up, the fact that the government's been toying with them and playing with them, then what's going to happen, they're going to lose credibility with the people, as they should, because they're very they're very uncredible, you know. So their credibility should be looked at as a joke. With that said, if the world starts to see this, because I'll tell you this, too. Cardi B is very famous in the U.S. Although, just like what's popular here, they make popular everywhere. So all the other countries that are into the American music or into the rap or no Cardi B, especially I'm pretty sure in Europe and places, you know, maybe in Africa, certain places, some of these celebrities go over there. So they know all about these people, or even on Facebook. Facebook is a worldwide net. That means everybody's caught in this net together from everywhere. On this web. So, just putting things on the web spreading. Government looking, oh, that's just Cardi B running her mouth. Blah, 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 blah. The wise men, they don't see that. They're saying, damn, somebody put that, a nobody at that, a little nigga that don't even have enough knowledge to tie her shoes, was sparked by a YouTube video. She's probably going to be sparked by a lot of people going to be putting things out after today. They're going to be they're gonna be wanting to release people ASAP because people are going to be laughing, although the people that's quarantined, they're going to be laughing with anger. And this government is losing their credibility by the second. They're losing their credibility. People are trusting in this government less and less and less. So the thing with Cardi is she put it down worldwide. She's a bigger name. She's world famous. And grow, you know, this is why they keep these people under arrest and under this MK Ultra, so they don't have outbursts like that. Because if they have too many of them, then they got to get rid of them like Tupac. You know, fortunately for them, this is rare. Although people who are emotionally driven and ignorant as hell, because they don't know just as much of what they don't. They don't get sat down. People like her, they don't get briefed on the real deal that's about to happen. She's left out of that table. Although those senators that took their money out of the stocks, you know, took millions and millions of dollars out their stocks days before this outbreak, then people were briefed about this. They may not have been at the table, but they know people who were at the table. So they had what they call insiders information. They were able to see on the inside. Meanwhile, everybody else, you don't get that privilege. So that's why this is huge, because here's one of their citizens here. Along with us, too. It starts with, you know, everything starts with one. You can count all the way up to a trillion, although that trillion started with one. So allegorically, you know, you see the population of human beings today. You see masses of billions of people several billion people, we'll say. So we see several billion people here in this world today. Although the one that's credited is Adam. Outside of the creator himself, the person who's attribute the expansion of humanity is Adam. Because Adam allegedly was the first. They don't remember the 10th or the 100th, the person. Although it's always the first. The first is always going to be a tribute. Like they say, all them, if you got 9 trillion, all them zeros behind it, the one has to be first. And everything behind it starts at that one. I mean, a great teacher taught that before on Theology of Time. Although, point being here, that now you got a person alerting many. And she's the one on what she's doing, far as the celebrities, he's the first celebrity speaking against this horse crap that's going on. The first, maybe the last two. Although from her one, or from her, now people around the world is hearing it louder. She just spoke louder for individuals like myself and other people saying, hey, this is a government hoax, this is horse crap, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Although she got it from a YouTube video. That means somebody heard and somebody heard and somebody heard. They made them a little video. She heard the video and it made sense. That's social networking. That's how it works. So this is why this is huge or such a big deal, especially to them. Now, all the media did when she did that, you know, if they were just talking about, you know, I just finished taking a dump or I just, you know, something bizarre, I just let my dog out or hell, or she would have said she got banged by 9 different niggas that day. That wouldn't have made it to social media. Although because she lashed out, social media now has to combat. This is what mental warfare is about. It's about combating with information. It's about her saying something that makes sense and informative, and because she's a world name, therefore they have to discredit her. So the only reason why the social media is out right now saying things is to discredit her. Oh, she's crazy. You know, she's not taking this seriously. People have died, this and that, blah, 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 blah. Although, all that's to discredit her because she already went on internet and told her fans, and she got 1 million fans listening to her, and they don't try to discredit her. All her fans gonna do, they gonna tell people, and then so they know this is how this gets started because they the one that started it and getting you in paranoia and fear. The same way everybody, or we got you all out of fear, is the same method they use by putting you in fear. So now, because social media, everything's connected, it's going to be hard for them, if any other time, to do it, especially when they lost credit, because in order to alert you on the TVs and different things, that's all through social media. Before, they were just being able to just, they would have just quarantined a particular town or area or something back in the day, and you just would have heard about it. Although now they use their airways on a larger scale because it can reach masses or asses of people. So this is the same warfare that we're doing, spiritual warfare here. As I said, the battle would take place, the final battle would take place in the air. Well, they say the airwaves are the air. You know, the final battle with the Most High, it would be taking place in the air. So some of you all may have thought somebody was going to be flying around or flying saucers and maybe the Air Force or something. Y'all had all kinds of weird theories on that. All right, let's continue on.
That's been debunked. Stanford saying it did not come from them. Officials are warning the public not to fall for fake cures peddled by some companies and individuals possibly trying to scam consumers with their claims. Earlier this week, the FTC and FDA issued warnings to seven companies accused of selling unapproved or misbranded products, claiming they can treat or cure COVID-19 with teas, essential oils, and colloidal silver. Televangelist Jim Baker received one such warning for offering an $80 silver solution he advertised as a treatment for coronavirus, even though there is not yet a known vaccine. And conspiracy theorist Alex Jones received a cease and desist letter for hawking unproven products from New York Attorney General Letitia James, one of several she and other state's attorneys general have issued in recent days to people they say are selling unproven products.
And rumors have been circulating on social media that mass transit in New York City would shut down. That rumor was so rampant, the New York Police Department Twitter account had to address it, saying, quote, "There's a lot of misinformation on social media. One tweet in particular is false. Contrary to what it says, there are no plans by the NYPD to shut down roadways or subways." But so everyone should stay vigilant.
I had people stopping me on the street yesterday asking if that rumor was true. It was everywhere.
It's amazing how one starts somewhere and it just
spread so fast.
Text,
yeah.
Email, Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter, it's everywhere, and you got to really stay focused on what's true.
Okay, well, thanks. So let's talk to Dr. Ashton about this. This is so frustrating at a time when there is so much fear and so much anxiety. How do you tell fact from fiction?
Listen, and it puts people at risk, both financially as well as medically and physically. I think in medicine, when something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. I can't emphasize this enough. The communication of this information is part of our response to a global health crisis. People need to get their information from credible and credentialed sources, World Health Organization, CDC, ABC News, not two and three times removed.
Mm. Spreads so fast. Yep.
Now, y'all hear them instructions? You're supposed to get it from CDC. Those are the ones that told you to wash your hands. Shit that you should be doing normally anyway. You know, keep your hands, how you don't spread the virus, and keep your hands clean. A virus, they don't quarantine you in. All you got to do is wash your hands, keep your hands clean. They could have just seared people just on that and making sure you have people wash your hands 9-10 times. But no, they had to quarantine you so that they could rip off your economy, rip off your 401k and your stocks and all these other different things that they were putting their hands in. That's the real deal. So they program you, contact the CDC or make sure you hear us on the news. And that's all programming. They want you to stay and remain a good slave to the system, a system that constantly fails you, a system that constantly exploits you, takes advantage of you, lies to you, deceives you. A system that constantly wants to fuck you most of the time with no vaccine. I mean, they don't even butter you up and romance you before they just pull your pants down and just start raping you. But that's what this was. This is just a sudden thing where they just pulled your pants down, got you hysteria in fear, and then trillions of dollars they fucked you in. They just took it. And the people that knew you were going to get fucked took their money out days before this happened. So for something like this, you can't get a unfair trade violation. All I can say is you traded your stock or you got rid of your things because you was afraid. And what was the companies doing? The companies and corporations were buying back their stock. The same stock you were selling, they were buying them back. Company buybacks, look it up. That's what was taking place while you were panicking like a little girl. Also, about these churches, how come none of y'all know? Where was y'all's little hoax? You know, all these preachers that collect money from you and are all this and all that, didn't none of them claim to heal all these different things? Does any of these niggas ever claim to heal any diseases that people can come running to and this Jesus from this high jackleg preacher could just heal you from? Where are these so-called men of God that you all sniff their asses that are so powerful and so this and so that, so you say, or so they say? Where are they at? Why aren't they waving the magic wand and disappearing all your troubles? Why aren't they telling you the government's fucking you instead of you having to learn it independently on their own? Why isn't God giving them the transmission of what's happening? These people are sick assholes, that's why. Let's keep it going.
As a military base in the U.S.
countries where leaders have seemed keen to play down the seriousness of the situation.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. Coronavirus. Think of it. And this is their new hoax.
Nonetheless, the Trump White House says it took strong action early on. And in truth, Western democracies are generally pretty good at disseminating information to their citizens. The U.S. administration's policy...
Hold on, we're going to get back. I just want to say something. If this was a hoax, which it is, by the Democrat or any of these sick-ass parties, because they both are the same beast, right wing or left wing, they both are still the wing of the beast. If any of these sick bastards did play a hoax on you all, which they did, that's some sick-ass shit, man. I don't see how any of y'all can vote and think they give a shit about you to play with your lives like this. After you hear this, whether if you were militia or whatever, if you was really disgruntled about this system, you all should either prepare to do something about it or do something about it. I really wouldn't be surprised. That's just how sick this really is. I wouldn't be surprised if a group of motherfuckers, when all them assholes up there in Washington and the Senate and all them bastards to play with your lives and are connected to the elites, I wouldn't be surprised if people start kidnapping these motherfuckers or holding them hostages for the hurt that a lot of people are going to be going through, meaning their money, meaning people losing homes, people's lives are affected in a state. People in California wiping their ass with T-shirts because there ain't no toilet paper left. You see? There's a report today that California has a sewage problem because people are flushing T-shirts down the toilet. So they're backing up the toilet because of they don't have no toilet paper. Now, it seems like people use newspaper before they would use T-shirts to flush down the toilet. They're using straight shirts. For such embarrassment and disrespect to you all, And I'm talking about the patriotic people that really believe this horse shit. They're going to be the most disgruntled. I don't have to say they should or they need to be. They will be. And if they don't keep this lie up and these people find out, which they're going to find out, and that's going to serve the righteous. That's going to serve us because their time is up. The truth is here. The light is here. The sunlight is here. And I represent that. I am the sunlight. And when I come, darkness has to dispel. Because this one you see coming out of the clouds representing confusion or blockage from the sun. So although the clouds block the sunlight, you still see me or this mind or this knowledge coming from that sun. And it ain't going to stop. Although, seriously, though, man. I mean, these people. These people eventually will and need to be taught a lesson. They are some sick-ass people. This is sick. This really is. I don't care how who they train to buy this and how bad they want to sell. This shit is not going to sell. It stinks. It's like somebody trying to sell you a car or something and shit breaking down while you test driving it. Like, dude, I don't buy this shit. You know what I'm saying? I cannot buy this. Or you got to go take it back. You buy something defective, the intelligent thing you got to do is take it back. And request your money back. That's what this is. This was some bad shit they was trying to sell. Some of the worst. They would have did better doing another September 11th. Although it would have been the same trick twice again, it would have been better than this shit. This was terrible. And the backfire effect is they have now lost and they will continue to be losing the credibility of the people, of the so-called American people. Because now they know this is jack shit. So that's what I wanted to read anyway. So, again, pay attention. I'll be back.
Understand what's going on and what they need to be watching out for in order to prevent themselves from getting infected and to prevent others from getting infected from them. So it's really openness that is necessary in these outbreaks.
We have contained this. We have contained this. I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
What does that mean for countries where leaders have seemed keen to play down the seriousness of the situation?
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. Coronavirus. Think of it. And this is their new hoax.
Nonetheless, the Trump White House says it took strong action early on. And in truth, Western democracies are generally pretty good at disseminating information to their citizens. The U.S. administration's policy advisor told Newsnight that he questioned whether Iran's tight hold on information had exacerbated the spread of the disease there.
The regime did delay telling its own people about the outbreak of the coronavirus, and as a consequence, people didn't take the necessary precautions. And today, Iran has the highest death rate in the world of the coronavirus. I saw an interview with a doctor in the Khuzestan province who said that the regime covered it up for a month, And then once the once it was clear that they had an epidemic, the regime wasn't prepared for it.
If faith in politicians or indeed the media is important in a public health crisis, COVID-19 perhaps hit at the wrong time. There is still an inclination to look in some odd places for answers.
Look, what I don't like, Clive, is that a very serious thing, a football manager's opinion is important. Politics, coronavirus. Why me? I wear a base cap and a bad shape.
The challenges have barely begun, but this new virus could also raise some very 21st century questions about the gatekeepers to information in a crisis and ultimately about who we trust.
Joining me now is Victoria Bain, the former Facebook Trust and Safety Manager, and Anna-Sophie Harling from NewsGuard, an online browser extension which reports on digital misinformation and monitors news websites for reliability. And Anna-Sophie, if we start with you, you've been having a look at inaccurate sources of information online when it comes to coronavirus. What have you found?
So we've seen that overwhelmingly users around the globe, when they're going on sources like Facebook and Twitter, are accessing what we would call red-rated sources or unreliable sources of corona information. We've seen that sources like WHO and the U.S. Center for Disease Control have amassed shares and engagements on Facebook over the last couple of weeks, around 34,000, whereas the red-rated health sources that are spreading coronavirus misinformation have amassed something like 52 million engagements, and that's quite shocking. We're seeing similar numbers coming out of the UK. Despite Facebook's best efforts, the NHS website is not receiving much traffic in the UK, as opposed to some US red-rated sources actually that we're seeing being shared widely in the UK. Victoria, Facebook's made this announcement, but how easy is it for them to take down this information?
From what I understand and from what we've seen, reporting and taking down the material when it's been reported is just one of the measures that companies like Facebook, and I would say also Google, with Google Search and with YouTube, that they're taking at the moment. They're working with the World Health Organization and with the NHS, so they have a hotline, if you like, from those official sources. But they're also promoting those official sources. So people logging into Facebook today and using Google Search today will have noticed that there are SOS alerts at the top of their news feeds and on their search pages when they search for coronavirus. Then behind the scenes, there will also be another approach to try and investigate, identify, and remove some possible sources of coordinated disinformation, which is something that President Putin, of course, has alluded to today. It's not impossible that hostile actors will be looking to sow disinformation deliberately.
With what you're saying, Anna-Sophie, the misinformation is spreading almost as quickly as the virus. I mean, we've had a look. I mentioned some of them earlier, but you know, anti-vaxxers talking about this being a weaponized disease, a weaponized, you know, issue, you know, that it's going to undermine Brexit. All sorts of kind of crazy ideas are out there just spreading.
Yeah, and it's not new. Coronavirus didn't cause misinformation. Online misinformation, disinformation has existed for about as long as the tech platforms have existed, right? And what we're seeing is that this is being brought to the foreground, that the tech platforms are really taking action now. But what we at NewsGuard would like to see is that these sorts of actions, promoting quality content and bringing greater transparency to the platforms, educating consumers about how to locate quality sources, this is something that should extend beyond coronavirus. It's really the kind of actions we would want the tech platforms to see every day, to empower consumers with quality information.
You touched on it earlier. Is it more Russian bots, for example, spreading these conspiracy theories, or more people who are misinformed and just putting things that are wrong online?
So far, we've not seen a lot of evidence of Russian bots, although that may emerge over time. To follow on from what Anna-Sophia was saying, that what I would really like to see is much more responsibility from members of the public to check what they are seeing, because there is a very good analogy between cybersecurity and the spread of infection. It's not for nothing that we talk about computer viruses spreading and, you know, computer infections. I would like to see people taking responsibility for what they share with their friends and family in exactly the same way
as we talk about not threading costly seasons.
Yeah, I would just like to add to that, that when you give people that responsibility, you also need to give them the tools to make informed decisions. And I think that's why it's really important to educate online users about how to locate quality sources, how to identify for themselves, for example, who might.
All right. We're going to be closing. A lot of interesting things, though. This is far from over. Not so much this virus, although the trickery of the government or this wicked-ass world and devil of the system. Although we got them right where they want it now. They don't show their ass. And we're going to make sure it sticks or they get their ass stuck. And when this is done, this is going to be reversed so easily, and they're going to be exposed so easily. You're going to know this is the end time or the end of their time or their rule. Because no more where anything you accept from them will be credible, where you'll know they're lying before they even say something. You will lose, most of you all will lose faith and trust in their government, in their system, in their leadership, in their presidents, in their economy, and in anything that represents the institution of their world and system. So we're going to definitely start by saying that. That's really what the time you're in right now. They are blatantly exposing themselves. Blatantly. All right, so with that said, I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a close. And I'm going to make sure enough information, knowledge is put out there, which it should be. Should have enough info to dwell and move out and really gravitate to an enlightened mind. But they're not the real enlightened ones, these elites. They only enlighten to you all who are in darkness. Although if I know more, or I'm more enlightened than they are, they're dealing with a torchlight or a flashlight. I'm dealing with the all-seeing light and eye. So individuals like myself, we're really knowledgeable on this. So basically with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close. And I'm going to leave everybody with the divine greetings in the quantum language of mathematics and science.